Blog Talk Radio.
Again to another episode of Dubwise Talk. I am Judah Dara, your host, and as always, I am elated to have our guest for this evening. I know him personally, and I find him to be a very entertaining man. Just a second. Yeah. 323-870-3403. I was just talking with him. He's calling in now, so that was the interruption. His name is G.D. Hemmings, and he is from Jamaica, and he is a fantastic artist, a master drummer, and a superb recording artist, singing and composer. But before we bring him on, he's still to call in. That was him interrupting a second ago. I'm going to play this ad from Unan Imports.
Greetings, Aquava. Unan Imports. Unan Imports. Unan Imports. They are located at 6971 North Sheridan Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60626. This two-room garden level shop specializes in arts and crafts, body care products, and clothing, mostly from Kenya and West and Central Africa. They also specialize in authentic hand-carved wood masks that have the spirit infused in them, alongside the bags made of kente cloth and knit Rastafarian tapestry carved wood jewelry. The body products include several kinds of pure, unrefined shea butter, as well as black soap made from the ashes of leaves, bark, and cocoa pods, mixed with shea butter or palm oil, then cured, which is noted for its deep cleansing properties. Aside from that, Unan Imports exudes an ambiance that is one to remember. Do yourself a favor. Take some time and go over to Unan Imports, located at 6971 North Sheridan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60626, and see who I call Doc, Brother Al Unan. You'll be glad you did.
And we are black. We are black with our guest, G.D. Hemmings. And I'd like to say before we proceed that Unan Imports is a very, very lovely place to shop. And I get my oils from them, got me some nice patchouli from them, and I get my African musk and my Egyptian musk and my Jamaican black castor oil for my locks. So do yourself a favor, go by Unan Imports. Now, without further ado, we are so pleased to have in our midst a great artist, a great friend of mine. His name is G.D. Hemmings. G.D., can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing it loud and clear.
Greetings, brother. Say greetings to the people in Chicago and the world.
Yes, big up the world. All the lovely people of the world, Chicago, right where we are at. And I want to give love to everyone, you know, one and all.
Yes, indeed, brother. It is a pleasure to have you finally on our show. You have been in such demand on radio shows in Jamaica, and I am so humbled that you found time to give us a couple of minutes of your time to share some of your wisdom and some of your perspectives on this industry we call music. Brother G.D., where were you born?
Right in Lucy, Hanover, that's in Jamaica.
And what big town is that near?
That's near to Montego Bay. That's the second city of Jamaica.
I see. And so growing up in Montego Bay, in your home, what was music like in your home? Was there music played on the stereo or the radio, or were there any artists in your home? What kind of contribution did music play in your home?
Well, you know, back there was the stereo, that's the original stereo made of that Sam Michael. And Bob Marley was top in those days, you know, 70s. So we were listening to Bob Marley from my mother's stereo. My sister, she's a singer. She, you know, sing at church and all of that. And I myself, I was a drummer back then. So I'd listen to Bob Marley and use my mother's plastic chairs to play drums, you know, to the music of Bob Marley. Bob Marley was like the person I listened to every day. So it was listening and playing. For me, not really singing unless I was going to church singing on my little boy's choir, you know.
So your mother had to be conscious as well as spiritual, which is right. To me, it's the same. Consciousness and spirituality can't be separated. But that's interesting that a Christian would also entertain Bob Marley, because that's not the case so much today.
Right. Yeah, Bob Marley, you know, call it conscious songs, as we call it, cultural songs. One Love, One Heart, all those songs we used to listen to. You know, and then she didn't want me to go out and, you know, get mixed up with all kind of people, you know, that is the wrong crowd. So she preferred me staying there and playing my drums on the bar, and at least she can watch me all day. I'm not getting in no trouble. You know, so for her, she saw my passion to play that drum. And I did it for years. People used to gather out the front of the yard, I call it in Jamaica, and watch me sitting on my veranda and the stereo blasting, and I'm playing to Bob Marley.
Oh, that is beautiful, brother. That is beautiful. Tell us, what was it like to get your first set of drums? How old were you when you got your first set?
Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, honestly, I would say even before I get my first set, the first time I get to go on an actual drum set, it was back in those days at church, because I was like going to, you know, my little, you know, choir meetings and thing. And then somebody saw me playing on the veranda. And when I was there, they said, he plays drum too. Let him play. Because the drummer did not come to rehearsal the evening. And man, when I went on that drum and I sat and I started playing, I wasn't used to like the pedal, like the higher pedal. So I was not putting my foot on it. So the guys, to put your foot on that to hold it down, you know, get the beat right and everything, to lock the higher cymbal. And I did that. And that night was my first time playing in the concert. When I went there, I know I saw maybe 200 people. And when I reached on stage, it multiplied to about 1,000 people. I was scared. And I said, I just hold my head down, look at my drum set. And I went out from that night. Yeah, from that night onward, they said, oh, he's a good drummer. Where did he learn to play? And they say he played on his mother's veranda. That's where he learned to play. I didn't get my play. I couldn't believe everybody. It was like amazing. So everybody said, what? Where did he learn to play the drums like that? On his mother's veranda. Seriously, I born with it. You know, see, Jamaica is, you know, I born with it, so the music was inside of me. I didn't get my first drum until I reached the United States. Trust me. The first time I got to play in an actual drum set.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Wow. So while you were in Jamaica, you were playing like makeshift mixed match pieces, or what were you actually playing?
Telling you, I'm going to be honest with you. My first drum. The first time I got my first drum, I was just joking. It was when after I left the police band, you know, I was at Jamaica Constable Force Band. And when I left the band, right. Actually, it was like they call it back money that they had from me. And they gave me $45,000. And I bought a brand new drum set from Guitar Sense, from Music Park. That's in Kingston. And actually, everybody, apart from my mother, was vexed because they thought I'd gone crazy to use all that money. That's a lot of money back there.
Yeah.
To buy a truck instead of buying a car.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I bought my first drum set. Everybody, you know, my wife back then, she was upset with me. Wow, she said, why you use $45,000 to do that? I said, yes, but this drum set is going to bring me much more than $45,000.
Yeah.
Because the drum set had, it was old, and I was sort of, you know, skeptic in my heart. So I wanted a good drum set. So I bought it and, you know, bring a lot of argument to the table, you know. Yeah,
Let's move up to the first time, Brother GD, that you heard a piece of music that actually resonated in your soul. How old were you when you heard this music for the first time that caught your attention, that spoke to your soul?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe I was about between 8 or 10, because I started playing all at maybe about 6. I was playing around with the 6 because they had this band next door, and I used to listen to music from my mom's house. And these guys were good musicians, and they were playing back there. They were playing like same conscious music, you know, Dee Brown, Bob Marley, all of those music. And man, when I hear Bob Marley like doing Tear It Up and One Love, you know, they rock my boat and all those music, Woman Holding Cry. I don't know, but from way back then, man, that consciousness just hit me, and I didn't want to play nothing more but just conscious music. Trust me, it just hit me and say, hey, you're going to do this, you know, because the words, when I listen to the words, you know. And from way back then, I'm a writer, as you know, and from way back then, all those poems were in my head, you know. So for me, the words, trust me, it fascinates me, and, you know, Bob Marley saying all these things, you know.
So while you were growing, up, brother, who were some of the friends that are now famous that you played with?
Well, my friend, his name is also, my pet name, Jamaicans have pet name, it's Dave, right? He's Dave and I'm Dave. He plays drums back in church, and his proper name, that's his, you know, real name is Mark Steele. He's a big artist right now in Canada. Jamaican reggae artist, you know, and I'm telling you, he always sings from here. But I'm certain, like my friend is telling me that Mark doesn't even know, but the minute Mark finds out, he's going to be surprised, because I saw him like about 6 years ago. You know, he came to Jamaica to visit me, but just imagine that, hey, I start singing and doing all of this. No, he's not going to believe it. But he was one of those guys from way back there. Big in Canada. Big in Canada in the music business. And we have more like DJs coming from way down there. They're in Kingston right now. You know, we have like, you know, plays of instruments and all of that. You know, but Mark Steele is one that is one of those guys, you know, from way back there. School days, you know, yard days, my brethren, my friend. Trust me, we grew up together. I can't talk about him. He does more of a lover's rock still, but he has a good thing going right now. You know, As I said, I lift my hat and I give thanks. I respect everybody that does lover's rock, you know, Bersam and all of them. But that's not the message I got. And sometimes you try to kick against the message, because I said, I did not sing before. Everybody know I'm drums, that's what I play. And all my energy was in that drums, all the inspiration I have. Yes. Because when I play my drums, trust me, I'm deep within it. And now it's gone. It's all in the music, and I got it. Culture, teaching people to do the right, you know, reminding them that they have hope. That's the message I get, you know. And even if I tried to do lovers rock like them, I don't even think it would work out, because that's not the message. It's like I got a job to do, you know. It's like, you know, it's just there. I said, "Oh, you got to do this. You got to do this." So that's why I'm doing culture, you know. That's why I'm just sticking to culture. Reality,
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we are so delighted to have in our midst the great artist by the name of G.D. Hemmings, and we are brought to you by Lalibela's Ethiopian Restaurant. They are located at 5633 North Ashland Avenue for the finest in decorum, for the finest in hospitality, and most moreover, for the finest in cuisine. Go to Lalibela's at 5633 North Ashland Avenue. Speak with Samson, the host, and his lovely wife, Heru. You'll be so glad that you did. And then, for a snack, go to Popcorn Haven. Popcorn Haven, they are located on the southwest side of Chicago at 111th and Cicero. For 500 flavors of popcorn, that's right, from 500 flavors from almond to zucchini, they have those flavors at Popcorn Haven, located 111th and Cicero in Chicago. And we are back with Brother Hemmings. And before we come back with him, we're going to play one of his songs, Believe in Yourself. And I have a pleasure of playing in this band, and I love playing this particular tune, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Believe in Yourself.
Yes, this one is dedicated to all the ambitious, hardworking people. Keep believing in yourself. Don't ever stop trying. One day you will. Yes, we can. Genesis.
Give up. when the time is going to go. Yes, the time.
Believe in yourself. What a powerful, powerful message. What a powerful song. What a powerful song, brother. Talk about that. What was the inspiration behind you writing that?
Man, I'm telling you, you know, life full of all kind of ups and downs, you know, and I was working, man, and it was going well, you know, like you're working and people cheating you, and it was so hard because you can't stop work, you know. A bread is better than none at all. And, man, I was in my seat, you know, and I said, boy, I'm going to quit. And I said, boy, I know I can do my music. I know I can do this album, but I need money. Need a lot of money to do this album, man. I said, boy, I've never sung before and all of that. Everything coming in front of me, you know. And I said, you know, I'm going to believe in myself until I can do this. And the money will come and everything, man. And I start telling everything because, like we said, you know, when you turn, like the deck of cards is stacked against you. Everywhere you turn, there's a wall. You know, you wonder if you dream. I got some dreams, you know, will ever come true. And I said, well, when the going gets tough, stuff gets going. So difficult it seems. I'm going to hold to my dream. And that's how I wrote that song, you know. And every time I'm in a rut, that song comes back to me, and yes, it's telling me you wrote that, so you got to stay strong, you know. It encourages me, as I said. These words are not mine; they're from the Most High, because these words always stare me in the eye. Hey, come on, you wrote that, so you got to live up to that. That's what you wrote. That's what it all. That's why my songs always come to me, even in the face. You wrote that. You can't run away from that. And
yes,
I just quench my thirst, you know.
Yes. That song truly inspires me. The saxophone portion of this song is so sweet and melodic. Talk about the producer. Lee is his name?
Yeah, Lee Holness. He's all the way there in Austria, Europe. He's a friend of mine. As a matter of fact, could you believe this? Lee Holness was there when I played the first time out by the church, and he came because his father is a pastor too, so he was, everybody wanted to hear Lee playing that lead guitar. He was so good, you know, and he was older than me because I said I was just a kid. And
yeah,
he looked at me back then and he said, look, you're young, but you got potential. That's all he said to me. I can't forget that. That's like 30-something years ago. And I always hear about Lee when I come to the States. I said, where's Lee? They said, Lee's in Europe. I looked him up on YouTube. I saw him playing on the ship. He has his band and everything. We never spoke in 35 years. And then I got this album to do. So, you know, I did two of the songs in Jamaica. And I don't know. As I said, this is a divine thing. It's like Lee was the person that's supposed to finish the other 8 songs and produce the album. And I was asking my friend, his Thatcher. He's a very good guitarist from Jamaica. And he said, go on Facebook. You know, Facebook. I said, yes. And he said, go on it and friend him and get a message to him. And I did. You know, and I left a note. And then the man called me. He was so pleased. He said, yes, I remembered you. Imagine, we have not spoken for 30 years. And he said,
yes,
what's up? And I'm telling him about, man, I want to do this album, man. And I don't even have a name for the album yet, but the songs are coming to me. I've never sung before. And he said, look, that's what I do. I said, what? Well, you're on the way in Chris. He said, don't worry about it. Technology tells, and we still can record that way. And he said, I'm going to tell you everything to do. Man, I said, the money, because you are this producer. I don't have that money. Man, the money the man tell me could build a house. things. I'm gonna say that either you do it my way, because I can tell I'm not showing off, but I can send some tracks of what I do. And he sent them. I said, wow. He said, you just got to send the punchline. I said, well, I need that. I said, I don't know. I'm going to pay you, but I need that. He said, either you do it that way and you waste the little money you have, or you do it my way and you find all of the money.
Yeah.
And the minute they played the album, you're booked. And I said, man, I know Lee. Look, we're going to do this.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying, man? Okay, we'll work this out. And trust me, I stopped worrying about the money he told me. And he said, we're ready to start the work. And he said, you're going to have to buy a studio tour at your house because we're going to link studio. And, man, I'm telling you, I sing the first punchline. He said that I were going to WhatsApp. He said, I'm sending it back to you of my interpretation with my music. When the man sent back the music, I said, no, this is not real. That's how it's gonna sound. He said, man, this is just like just an idea, man. I don't put anything on it yet. And you know when he started to put his guitar on it?
Yeah.
I said, man, I gotta pay for this. I don't matter. This is, you know, investment. And we start working, we're working for weeks.
Yes.
For weeks, you know, I wanted to, and man, trust me, the end of that album. Remember I told you? Everybody I play that, they have never heard me sing before. They don't know me as no singer. And everybody I play that album to, I was booked. I got about 4 shows booked before I even performed one. Just the album.
Yeah.
Even the European people don't know me. They never hear me sing before. Just the album and the videos, you know. So, man, this guy is awesome, man. Every time I listen it, I say he deserves every cent. I wish I had a lot more money. I'd pay him 2 times what he charged.
Magnificent artist. Let's listen to this next tune by you and collaborated with Brother Lee called Dance With Me.
GD, wow, you're the man. I like your song.
Come on the back,
Yes, indeed. That was Dance With Me, G.D. Hemmings and the Concrete Band. I really enjoyed performing that song with you, that show we had at the festival. Let's talk about that song, G.D.
Yeah, well, Dance Again, the title, mean we're going to dance again. Why? Because, you know, a lot of people right now, they're in their 40s, 50s, they're not coming to dance out again to enjoy themselves because of the type of music that is being played. Nothing is wrong, you know, for different folk, certain type of music, you know, they just don't endorse. So we got to do music for all ages. You know, we don't want people to sit in home and not enjoy themselves. So ska is where reggae is coming from. And my mom, my dad, you know, that's their music. And now hardly nobody doing any ska. Scatterlite, as usual, doing their thing. More of an instrumental stuff. But actual singer doing ska, that's sort of rare right now. So came to me that you got to do one for, because I want to perform for the whole family. I said, I got to do one for, you know, mommy and daddy. You know, that's why I went and did Dance Again. And then I said, I'm not going to be, like, prejudiced with it. I just drop in a little of the younger stuff, like the dancehall or the hip-hop vibe. So it's like a fusion. So both people can enjoy it. But when mommy and daddy hear that, they're going to get down and move. That's what I mean. Yeah, that's why we did that. So it's a lively piece, you know.
Yes. Dance is such a vital part of our existence. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. We need to return to the dance. The hip hop music that is being projected upon us, it does not lend itself to dancing. It is angry and is full of profanity. And we need to get back to dancing and find reasons to dance. We can dance because we love our loved ones. We love our children. We can dance with our families. But we need to dance again.
Right. Dance again is what I mean. Yeah, that's why I did it. Because I know, you know, mommy and daddy not going to come out and dance. I don't say some mommy and daddy don't dance to dance. Nothing is wrong with dance. Trust me. I respect and give my honor to all them dance hall. You understand, performers, trust me, they're very smart guys. And when I listen to the lyrics, trust me, that's a lot of artwork right there for them to be saying all of that. Rhymes and, trust me, no. Trust me, I listen to them. I say, whoa, I do a little, but not to the effect that they do it. You know, but they're good. I respect them. You see what I mean? And I said, different stuff for different folks. You know, for me, as I said, I'm just trying to entertain, you know, the folks that, you know, above 20, their 20s or 30s, you know?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah, we don't have no discrimination in the music, you know? Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, Dance Again video is on G.D. Hemmings' Facebook page. That is G.D. Hemmings. And it is also on Judata Facebook page. You have over close to 300 hits now, and it's only been up there, a week and a half?
Yes, a week and a half, after that show, you're right.
Yeah. So go check it out. You'll see the full band there. And you can look very closely way in the back on the left-hand side. You might see it. A glimpse of the keyboard player, which is myself. That ain't never happening again, Rasta.
Yes, for real.
we gotta put the horns in the back, man.
Put the horns in the back, you know, to be a stage.
Oh, yeah. And all of them are 6 feet, five, and all that. So, anyway, we're gonna take a listen to this really nice tune called Inspired. This is tuned by G.D. Hemmings.
Yo, your words are always true. I'm inspired by the Most High to sing these songs to you. I'm inspired by the Most High, yet your words are always true. See you all before me, the truth you've come to hear. I'm gonna drop it straight on you, that's what we come to share. Behold in the music I reveal, the truth given by Jah. So while the dance, open your ears, I'm just the best in Jah. I'm inspired by the Most High to sing these songs to you. I'm inspired by the Most High that your words are always true. I'm inspired by the Most High to sing these songs to you. I'm inspired by the Most High that your words are always true. I meditate on spiritual things and blessing will ever flow. Concentrate on peace and love, and pain you'll never know. Material things are only tools to make your spirit grow. Give your mind to higher thoughts and feel that inner glow. I'm inspired by the Most High to sing these songs to you. I'm inspired by the Most High that your words are always true. I'm inspired by the Most High to sing this song to you. I'm inspired by the Most High that the words are always true. Children of light is what we are, and we were made to shine. In the light of Jah's love, now people free your mind. If you seek the good book says, you are sure to find true liberty, no rapture say. It's time to stop being blind. I'm inspired by the Most High to sing this song to you. I'm inspired by the Most High that your words are always true. I'm inspired by the Most High to sing this song to you. I'm inspired by the Most High that your words are always true. I'm inspired by the Most High to sing this song to you. I'm inspired by the Most High that your words are always true. I'm inspired, Rasta inspired. I'm inspired, me never tired. Rasta inspired.
I have a feeling that is my favorite of all of the repertoire. I am so inspired. Talk about that song, brother.
Yes, just as I was telling you before, it was my plan. This was not, premeditated. This was not something that I even thought about, any time at all that singing would be involved. It was all my drums. And, all these things just came to me strongly to do these songs. So I know it's not me. I was inspired by the Most High to even write
Indeed.
These songs.
Indeed.
They're not my words.
Now, let's have a little bit of fun, Brother GD. I want you to use one word to describe first your band. One word. Take your time.
I would say versatile because you guys are not Jamaicans and you play the reggae. You play, some of the fusion like the hip-hop reggae that I gave you. you know, the soul. Yeah, you played everything. It's versatile. Versatility is right there, you know, because as I said, you guys are playing everything right there.
Give thanks, brother. Give thanks.
Yeah.
All right, now let's go. Let's take one word and describe the bass player.
The bass player?
One word, yes. Vinny.
Oh, Vinny, trust me, he's firstly a Jamaican at heart because he played that bass so round.
One word.
Tough,
huh?
T-U-F-F, yeah, tough.
Yes.
Jamaican
yes,
working good. Jamaican, good.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, go to Bigger. One word.
Yeah, Bigger. Very, I would say he's a serious drummer. I think he's out well. So he is, he is professional.
Professional.
Yeah,
professional.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Clem?
Oh my God, Clem. The first word I say for Clem, and I always tell him, he's shy. And I want to get that shyness out of Clem. He produced two songs for me when I was doing gospel reggae. And he's a good producer. So people don't even know that Clem is a very good producer.
Yes, he is.
Everything
yes,
on your album. But he is shy, but he is very professional guitar player, but he's just shy.
Yes.
I don't know why he's shy.
Okay, yeah. let's talk about Danny the trombone. One word.
Oh, that's a fun little guy. That is fun. Trust me, I didn't know it was so fun until that first show we did. We remember we were booked for our first show on the 6th of September. And before that, the same promoter called us to do a show. Before that, I couldn't believe it. And we called Danny out of the tree on P player. Oh, my God, he was fun. He was playing so much things that night. I didn't know this guy know all those stuff. He's good. I'd work with him any other time by himself. You know, he's good.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he is. Good. Yeah, he's cool.
So
man,
So the word you use for Danny is fun or good?
Yeah, man, he's good, man. I couldn't believe you'd play all that so much, you know, melodies, man. Yeah. I didn't know, man. Come on, he's not. Like in Jamaica, you know, we got to play everything from the hotel era, you know, to survive. Our musicians in Jamaica, that's all we live by, music.
All
we
right.
Don't do
let's, 9 to 5. Let's move to Trumpet Man. What's his name? Trumpet.
Oh, well, he's a businessman of the pack. He's certainly a teacher. He gets get everything together in order. That's Bennett. When Bennett is there, all my contracts, everything is written up. I can leave everything with Bennett. Even me, he's going to call me and say, I mean, come on, we're losing time. We got to do this. So I like him. That guy, he gets everybody. He watches time. He does everything. He's the man in charge of the whole thing.
Yeah, Bennett's not in charge.
Yeah.
And talk about Mateo, one word.
Who is that?
Mateo, saxophone.
Oh, man, he's quiet like a lamb and plays so well, you know. He doesn't say nothing, man. This guy is so smooth. He has so much melody inside of him, and this guy just quiet.
Yeah.
And he gives you his melodies, you know. They're cool, man.
Yeah, they're cool. All right, and lastly, your keyboard player, Judah. One word.
Man, I tell people already, Judah is my father, people in the music, and, you know, I can't even say one word for Judah because right now the show is done. And I have to call Judah every day. Judah does my website. He keeps me strong spiritually. You know, he's telling me for my health and all of that, eating, habits, everything. Judah is, trust me, he's just, I'd say my father, man. My father died and passed, but this is my new father. He really keeps me going. A lot of times I'll get upset and he's, oh, no, you got to calm down. Why, Judah is my manager, people. I can't say no more. He's my manager. He does. He's calmer than me. He's going to be, oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, you got to do this. Oh, are you eating right? Oh, are you doing this? Hey, this, you know, that's Judah. Trust me. People don't even know that. Every day we talk for hours.
Brother,
you know,
give thanks.
That's Judah. Trust me. You know, that's Judah.
Right
I
now.
I can't leave out Judah. Judah was at the beginning, you know. I can't leave him out.
True that. Give thanks, boss. Now we're going to listen to... Now we're gonna listen to, I think, is the banner tune, Rasta Man of Boss.
Full of love, full of joy, praising God. You know, I know, yes I, Rasta for I. Greetings to the precious name of the Lord. Yeah, Rasta for I. Never living, never fearful. Every time.
Rastaman a boss, Rastaman a boss. Not the Pope, not the President, it's the Rastaman a boss.
Yeah.
It never come last.
Yeah, man.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Brother Hemmings, give the people your information, how they can get in touch with you. And for bookings,
well, they can contact me at this cell number 708-582-4554 or Drumatuff, that's DrumatuGh@yahoo.com.
Brother Hemmings, we are so honored to have had you on our show, and I trust that when you listen to it, you will click the follow button and follow the procedure and like the show. And those of you in the audience, as well, we are in need of your assistance as well, and you can donate. Any donations to Shoot Out of Rhyme Music, Shoot Out of Rhyme Music at PayPal, make donations to Shoot Out of Rhyme Music at PayPal. Any donation will be accepted. Thank you very kindly. So at this time, we're going to say good evening, and we want you to check out down the road and check out his website.